Father Zeich Nish was Bachich Chesh Shalak Mavam Yehuda Masech Lepsach Mdaf Yudalad. Zok to Mishnah, Chinin Eskanak Ahanam said, the Kahanam never held back from burning Kutcher meat that became Tomei from Arishan, meaning that the meat itself was a Sheni, they never held back from burning that meat together with Kutcher meat that had become Tomei from an Avatumah, meaning that the meat itself was a Rishan. So they would burn Rishan meat, Rishan the Tumah meat with Sheni the Tumah meat, even though it would increase the level of the Tumah of the piece of meat that was a Sheni, because by touching the Rishan, it would become a Rishan, by touching the, well, we'll see exactly what that means, but it increases the level of Tumah. Rabbi Akiva added, the Kahanam never held back from placing oil that had become tamei from a tful yoy, making the oil itself a shlishi, into a metal lamp, a metal oil lamp that itself was tamei from touching something that had touched the mace, making the oil lamp a rishon, even though that would increase the level of tumah of the oil to a sheni. Rav Meir said from the previous statements we can learn that one may burn the Torah Truma together with the Tomei Truma on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yossi says it's not a good comparison. In fact, Rabbi Yossi continues, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that the Tomei and Torah Truma must be burned separately. They only argue whether Truma that is Pasali, meaning a Sofik Tomei, may be burned together with Tomei Truma. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer says that even those should be burned separately, and Rabbi Yeshua says they may be burned together. However, to say that the Tomei and the Torah, the Vaday Torah, should be able to burn together, that not? In fact, Gemara, in Chanina's case, the meat was a sheni, and they allowed her to touch a rishon. Contact with a rishon would again make the just meat a sheni. So if so, it was already a sheni, so it was making it more sheni. So, well, of course that's allowed. What's the issue? So Rabbi Yehuda said, the Mishnah meant to say that the meat was originally a shlishi, and now it would become a sheni by touching the other meat. That's what we allowed. In fact, Gemara Braisa teaches that food cannot make other food tamei. So this is not problematic according to Abaya, or rather according to Rabbi Barahava, because they say that kachim food can make other kachim food tamei. However, according to Ravina's understanding of Rava, which makes no exception for kachim, how could the food become tamei from other food? Mora says it's talking about where there's liquid on the meat, and the liquid could make the food tamei. In fact, Mora, based on this, the Mishnah should have said that there's liquid there. Mora says food can make other food tamei, even derabanon. The Kahanim were not concerned about this increase in level of tumah derabanon. Mishnah said, "Hoisif Rabbi Akiva, mimein shel Kahanim nimnu milahadlich v'chulu." In fact, the oil is a shlishi. By putting it into the lamp, it becomes a sheni. Rav Chanina's case already taught that we can make a shlishi into a sheni, like we just explained. Rav Yehuda said Rav Akiva was discussing a metal lamp, which doesn't drop a level of tumah when it becomes tummy with tumas mace. Therefore, the lamp actually retains the level of an avatum and makes the oil, which was a shlishi, now into a rishon. The chiddush is that we allow this to happen as well. In fact, why did Rav Yehuda have to answer that we're dealing with a metal lamp? Why couldn't he answer that the difference between this case and the last is that in the last case we're dealing with two tummy items, where in this case we're dealing with one item that's tummy and one that's only puzzle, meaning it's tummy but it can't make something tummy further. Where it says, Mishnah chose the example of tummy mace in a lamp. Why didn't it choose a tumas sheretz? It must be because we're dealing with a situation where there's a difference between tumas mace and tumas sheretz, right? What's the case? Where is there a difference between tumas mace and tumas sheretz? The case is an item made of metal. Oh, so once we see that we're dealing with metal, so that's why it must be we're talking about tumas, with something that makes a difference with metal, which is tumas mace, and that's why we chose this example. Rava says it must be that Rabbi Akiva's view is that liquids can make food tumay even the raisa, because if that's only true with the rabbanon, then how do we explain the case of the oil? If the oil becomes a rishon, its status doesn't change for any purpose. It itself was tummy before and is tummy now. It couldn't make something else tummy before and it can't do so now either. Therefore, we must say that he holds that it could make food tummy, and that's what changed from its becoming a rishon to becoming a rishon from the fact that it was a shlishi. As a shlishi, it couldn't make other foods tummy. As a rishon, now it could. In fact, the Gemara, maybe the chiddush is that we're not concerned about increasing its tumah status on the derabbanan level. Gemara says, no, derabbanan, a liquid that becomes tamei by any level of tumah except by its full yom, gets the din of a rishon. If we were only discussing the derabbanan halacha, there would have been no reason to give an example of an avat tumah. Without that, the liquid would have been a rishon. Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Meir, midivreim lamadnu v'chulu. In fact, Gemara, what does it mean, midivreihem? Whose words is our Meir learning this halacha from? So Rabbi Chanina's case is different because both items were already tamei. Rabbi Akiva's case is different because one item was tamei and the other one was posel. Rabbi Meir is saying his halacha in regard to a tamei and a completely tahor item. So whose words is he learning this from? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Meir held that the case of Rabbi Chanina was actually dealing with a rishon meat that was tamei d'oraisa, with a sheni meat that was only tamei d'rabbanon. D'oraisa, this second piece of meat, was not tamei at all, and therefore there's a good comparison to Rabbi Meir's halacha. That's teres number one. Whereas the second teres, Shlach Hashanah Rabbi Kapara said, that Rabbi Chanina is actually talking about a tumah d'oraisa, and therefore that case cannot be the basis of Rabbi Meir's halacha. His basis is from the words of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that are quoted later on.